This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
New York rallies with international community to stand with Gaza. Millions of people have decried Israel's crimes against humanity and marched in solidarity with the people of Gaza. In Europe, activists have turned out in 12 countries, including in France, where thousands defied a government ban. 150,000 were reported to have marched in Great Britain. Tens of thousands of Palestinians demonstrated in the occupied West Bank in solidarity with their Gaza sisters and brothers. Inside Israel, 5,000 rallied in Tel Aviv, while 700 marched in Haifa and others in Jerusalem. Some 50 Israeli reservists refused to serve in the military's invasion of Gaza. Protests have also occurred in northern Africa and several cities in South Africa, where the government expelled the Israeli ambassador and 50,000 marched in Cape Town. And several Latin American countries have broken diplomatic relations with Israel. Now in New York, we've come together with the international community to say we too stand with Gaza.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
End the occupation now!
End the occupation now!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Supporting Israel all the way!
Supporting Israel all the way!
Not another nickel! Not another dime!
Not another nickel! Not another dime!
No more money for Israel's crimes!
No more money for Israel's crimes!
Is Fatam Hussein with the American Islamic Committee for Women and the Child.
We are here to demand an end to the USA, to Israel, to boycott all of the Israeli products. Gaza is a prison. Yes, Gaza is a big prison. It's a box, has no right inside, has no justice, has no peace. Look at Gaza and imagine Gaza is saying this to Israel. I will never live in disgrace. I will never bow down before any man. I will never let you humiliate me. I will never be your slave. Even if you take my liberty, you will not take my dignity. I will always live free. Cut my throat from ear to ear. Suck my life from ear to ear. Rip my skin from ear to tear. Out my brain from fear to fear. My flesh may bleed, but my soul will shine. My heart may break, but my face will smile. I will always be free. Whatever will be, will be. No matter what my destiny, even under tyranny, even in captivity, I will be free. Gaza will be free. Free, free Palestine.
Next up, we're going to hear from Karina Garcia of the Answer Coalition.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime. Arriba, arriba, arriba Palestina. As a daughter of Mexican immigrants, it's not hard for me to understand the similarities between Palestine and the United States. Palestine is an occupied country. We see that the Israeli government is a colonial state, a racist apartheid state. We don't have to think too hard to see the similarities. I see them when I go to the US-Mexico border. I see them when my brothers are arrested for being brown in the wrong neighborhoods. We see them. And that's why millions of people around the country are saying, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime! The last thing I want to leave you with today is that we need to hold Netanyahu accountable for his crimes against humanity and his crimes of genocide. Thank you.
We're joined by friends here today from Neturei Karta, Jews opposing the Zionist occupation. In respect to the Sabbath today, they're not going to speak. Instead, a statement from Neturei Karta will be read by Thomas Cox.
This speech was prepared by Senior Rabbi Moshe Dov Beck of Natura Karta International, a Holocaust survivor residing in New York, for today's World Stands with Gaza rally. We have come here to share in the pain of the Palestinian people, and together with them to cry out our anguish. We feel the loss of the 2,000 men, women, and children, civilians, who have been killed. We feel the suffering of the thousands of wounded and countless families who have been stranded without a roof over their heads by the Zionist forces. We have come to show solidarity with the decades-old outcry of the Palestinian people who were robbed of their homeland by the Zionist occupation, robbed of their homes, property, and fields. We are in solidarity with the ongoing outcry of the Palestinian people who justly demand back their rights. They want back what was once theirs and was taken from them through robbery, injustice, and murder. They demand that the world powers recognize truth and justice. The world must recognize that Zionism is injustice, theft, and murder from the very beginning, when they settled in Palestine with the goal of ruling over it. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
The occupation now.
Occupation.
Not another nickel, not another dime, no more money for Israel's crimes.
Glenn Ford from Black Agenda Report.
Free Palestine. There are millions of people here in the belly of the beast who oppose the criminal policies of the racist, genocidal, apartheid Israeli regime. And these are crimes in which the United States is fully culpable. Obama is just as guilty as Netanyahu. The White House has changed complexion, but it remains the main benefactor of the most racist regime on the planet. Malcolm X exhorted us to make the case for Black America before international forums like the United Nations, and to have solidarity with all people who were under the boot of colonialism and U.S. imperialism. And much of the world embraced the struggle of Black Americans, struggle to throw off apartheid. Yet when the Palestinian people faced down the genocidal Zionist monster in Gaza, the entirety of the Congressional Black Caucus swears its allegiance to Israel, where apartheid is, according to Desmond Tutu, even worse than it was in South Africa. It is a treason against the most fundamental principles of the Black freedom struggle here in the United States, a betrayal of our Black folks' obligations to humanity, which is overwhelmingly supported our struggle to throw off grand apartheid 50 years ago. So in the name of all the innocents murdered in Gaza, those Black politicians who have been guilty of supporting Israeli apartheid must be denounced at every Black forum. That is what Malcolm would do, and that is our obligation. Power to the people.
From the river to the sea, Palestinians will be free. From the rivers to the sea. From Palestine to Mexico, border walls gotta go. From Palestine to Mexico.
Our next speaker, longtime voice for liberation, Dr. Cornel West.
In the spirit of the love supreme of John Coltrane and the critical resistance of Edward Said, we say we here out of love for our Palestinian brothers and sisters in Gaza. We want the world to know that a Palestinian baby has exactly the same value as a Jewish baby, or a white baby, or a brown baby, or an African baby, or a baby in Argentina. We want the world to know that Israeli state terrorism in the form of occupation is wrong, it's illegal, it's immoral, and it is unjust. The siege on Gaza is already a war crime. It's a violation of international law. And we want the corporate media to know that this has nothing to do with hatred of the Jewish brothers and sisters. We hate occupation. If you choose to resist occupation and you choose to resist annihilation, then come with us and get on the love train, because we love our Palestinians. Netanyahu is a war criminal because he chooses occupation and annihilation. Israel will never, ever have security as long as it is based on the occupation and domination of our Palestinian brothers and sisters. In the name of Frederick Douglass, in the name of W.B. Du Bois, in the name of Martin King and Malcolm X and Ida B. Wells Barnett and Ella Baker and Fannie Lou Hamer, we stand on this love train and we're willing to pay the cost for our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Free Palestine! Long live Gaza!
Thank you very much. It's also a pleasure to introduce to you our brother Ibrahim Musallam, a board member of CARE New York and Muslim American Society in New York. Please.
I thank you all for joining us in this fight for humanity. This is a crisis that's going on, and many who do not know feel that it's not hitting home, but it is hitting us home right here in the United States. The United States of American government is very heavily involved in the situation, very heavily involved in supporting the Israeli racist state that has come and occupied a people. This has to stop for justice to exist. How has it hit home? In New York City, because of one-sided media from our CNN headquarters right overhead, from Fox right down the block, from other outlets. We have had hate crimes against Muslims, against our beloved Sikh communities, anybody who looks like an Arab, against our fellow beloved Christian Arabs. This has hit home. And if we do not act, if we do not put pressure on our politicians, on our locally elected officials, this will only get worse. This one-sided support for hate, for racism, will only get things worse over in Israel, over in Gaza, and of course here in the United States. The United States government has supported and has funded what has been going on there for years, and they continue to do so. $3.1 billion of our money is going to support this racist genocide that is taking place. We have to raise awareness. We cannot let go. Free, free Gaza! Long live Gaza! Free, free Palestine! Long live Palestine! Netanyahu, you can't hide! We charge you with genocide!
Next up, we have a courageous voice who really understands the lies of the corporate media. He's made a major rupture and a break that's taken great courage. Chris Hedges.
The lesson of the Holocaust is not that Jews are unique or eternal victims. The lesson of the Holocaust is that when you have the capacity to stop genocide, whether that's in Rwanda, Cambodia, Bosnia or Gaza, and you do not, you are culpable. And we live in a country that provides 95% of its weaponry to Israel, and therefore we are very culpable. You cannot attack a people who have no army, no navy, no air force, no command and control, no mechanized units, no artillery, and call it a war. It is not war, it is murder. And it is our job now to build a movement as we built a movement against the racist apartheid regime in South Africa. Because neither of the political parties, no one in the media, no law court, no international body is going to intercede on behalf of the Palestinian people. We stand between the obliteration of the Palestinians and their liberty. And when we put pressure, the kind of pressure that we built in the long decade struggle against the apartheid regime, to South Africa. when we build a movement for boycotts, divestments, and sanctions, we will have the ability to knock out the most essential pillar under the Israeli state, and that is the U.S. government. It is our job to do it as Americans. Free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
Not another nickel! Not another dime! No more money for Israel's crimes! Brick by brick, wall by wall! The Israeli apartheid has to fall!
The Israeli
apartheid has to fall! It's very rare in the U.S. labor movement for any of the labor leaders to speak out. So please join me in welcoming Larry Goldbetter, the president of the National Writers Union, UAW.
I bring you greetings on behalf of the International Federation of Journalists, on my union, the National Writers Union, and our colleagues in the Palestinian Journalists Union. There's an old saying, the first casualty of war is the truth. Nowhere is that more true than in the coverage that U.S. corporate media has given to the assault on Gaza. From the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal, from CBS to these guys at CNN, they're all guilty. Israel's cries of self-defense have been amplified uncritically by the entire U.S. media. It's self-defense, like the U.S. government's self-defense against Native Americans, and like the apartheid regime's self-defense against the black population of South Africa. But even more significant than the coverage of the war is the war itself, and the grim news that we got from the Palestinian Journalists Union that 13 of our colleagues were killed in the assault on Gaza. And more than three dozen were wounded. The criminal nature of these numbers is that they weren't caught in a crossfire, they were targeted by the IDF. According to the PJS, media offices were attacked, Al-Aqsa TV and radio, Al Jawara Tower, which houses several media, and Media One TV. The Al Jazeera office in Al Sharouk Tower was targeted hours after the Israeli foreign minister declared that that reporter should be banned from Israel. The targeting of journalists, according to the Geneva Convention, is a war crime. We take this very seriously, and we're concerned about the security. It will only get worse if we don't build an international movement to expose these war crimes and to defend the people of Gaza. We will continue to stand with our colleagues in their hour of need. Same enemy, same fight. Workers of the world, unite.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We don't want your bloody war.
We don't want your bloody war.
5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6.
Israel is a terrorist state!
Israel is a terrorist state!
Next up, we have a whole delegation from the May 1st Immigrant and Workers' Rights Coalition.
In the midst of all the horror, in the midst of all the deaths, in the midst of all the deportations, in the midst of all the cases of police brutality, something wonderful is happening. Our coalition has been attempting to organize a caravan that will travel from New York City to South Texas to show our solidarity with the refugees from the wars in Central America. And in organizing for that caravan, we talked to people in Texas. And you know, Texas is not a very progressive place. But even in Texas, when we talk to our sisters and brothers on the valley in South Texas, on the border with Mexico,
we said to them that when we come from New York City, we plan to raise not only the demand for refugee status for the children from Central America, not only the demand for legalization for all the undocumented workers in this country, but we plan to raise the people of Gaza as part of our caravan. And the people of Texas said that is great. So this shows you that they can deport us, they can kill us, they can make us go underground, but nothing will stop our resistance. Palestine will be free.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free
Palestine!
Gaza, Gaza,
don't you cry!
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry!
Palestine will never die!
Palestine will never die!
We're going to hear from Jewish Voices for Peace, from Brandon Davis.
Free Palestine! There is a phrase from Abraham Joshua Heschel that many people in Jewish Voice for Peace have been saying recently. Some are guilty, but all are responsible. Now, we at Jewish Voice for Peace, we know that there are certain institutions that are especially responsible. We are intimately familiar with these institutions because they are supposed to be our institutions, our Jewish institutions. And we are ashamed of them. So to AIPAC, shame on you! To the Jewish National Fund, shame on you! To the Jewish Federation,
shame on you!
I'm honored to stand here with so many people who have been involved in the boycott, divestment, and sanction movements, targeting companies like HP, Ahava, and others. But to the Jewish institutions, the American Jewish institutions, they don't get a free pass. And I want them to hear us loud and clear. We are ready to take you on. Free Palestine.
It's really my pleasure to welcome a great organizer, Lemi Stik from Al-Auda, New York.
Now, all of you have known that for 66 years, but even more, what's been happening in Palestine is genocide. In the areas of 1948, population transfer for the purpose of genocide. In the areas of the West Bank, Palestinians live under conditions of slavery for the purpose of genocide. And in Gaza, they're massacred every day, every couple of years, every couple of attacks for the purpose of genocide. Israel doesn't have any borders, right? And there's a reason that it doesn't have any borders is because it's a project. It's a project meant to expand, and it expands by committing genocide. And we've known this for 66 years, and the question becomes, why is it that we only respond and we come out in numbers when the earth is soaked with the blood of our people? Why is it that we only come out and become angry when we see our women grieving the entirety of their families left to rebuild alone? Why? That's what I ask myself every day, and I'll tell you what I think the answer is. The answer is I think we get comfortable. The answer is I think that we get used to the narrative that is imposed on us. But we must normalize the reality of what's happening. The reality is, number one, this is not a struggle. This is genocide. The reality is, number two, that Palestinians are human shields. Yes, they've been shielding the rest of the Arab world from the Zionist project. So, if our people can do what they've been doing, then we can take back the narrative. We can tell people in New York that our freedom fighters are not terrorists. We call them the People's Defense Committee. We tell them, without worrying, that all of Palestine, from the river to the sea, 48, 67, Gaza, and the Sinai, is Palestine. prosecute. We make sure that next time there isn't a next time, that they don't get away with it again. And that's why they continue to expand and continue to kill in 48, in the West Bank, in Gaza, and in the refugee camps, because we allowed it to happen without engaging in sanctions, without demanding their prosecution, without holding every newspaper, every free teacher, every shop owner accountable for being part of genocide. So we boycott, we divest, we sanction, we demand prosecution, we criminalize all of them. But right now, we raise our voices because if our people in Gaza can dig underground, build a railroad that connects Gaza with 1948, if our people in Palestine can take on and defeat the fifth largest military power in the world, if our people in Gaza can shut down Al-Rabi'a, which you know as Tel Aviv, and shut down the airport in Tel Aviv, then we can organize for Palestine, and we raise our voices every day, especially now, as we lead off this march with the most important chance of them all, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free.
Thank you very much, Lamis. We are ready to march. Are you ready to march? Are you ready to march? And we start marching right now. Let's go. From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
Resistance is justified when people are occupied.
Resistance is justified when people are occupied.
Free, free, yes.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.